Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Welcome, everyone, to Small Business Survival Conversations. I'm Dr. Michael Troyer, and I'm here with my wonderful colleague, Anna Steinfest. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
Our topic today is three steps in the art of budgeting for small business success. And we're going to touch on budgeting.
Anna? Michael, I hope that our listeners, when they hear when they read the title, they did not decide not to listen to us, because everyone knows that they have to put a budget together, especially small business owners, but all small business owners postpone this, or they never even do put together a budget.
We all get wrapped up in the product or service idea we have. We get so worked up and excited. What? Do a budget? That's boring. That's time consuming. I don't want to do that. So here we are.
That's right.
Three budgeting steps, folks.
Yes. Step number one, you have to create a small business budget. So what are the steps, Michael?
Well, and what's different, if you did a business plan, you developed estimates of your revenue stream and your expenses, but you did it to impress the bank. Now, in Italy, you do three budgets, you do three profit and loss statements. One is for your business, one is for the bank, and one is for your investors. The only one you really end up working with is the honest one, which is you did for the business. Well, we're back to that business budget. So sit down and do a more careful job of identifying and estimating what you think your revenue streams are going to be. And frankly, it might not hurt to say, I'm going to do an optimistic one, I'm going to do a pessimistic one, and I'm going to do the one in the middle, which is probably the one you're going to see in the end if things work out right. But it's good to do the three and then come back and say, now I'm going to pare that down to one budget to guide me for the next 12 months. The task, the challenge, and the importance is that you have to put it on paper because it makes you think things through.
Absolutely, Michael. Totally agree, because a lot of times we will think, oh, we will get this revenue, this other revenue. So I really like your suggestion that you should have like a two or three different budgets, because sometimes you do not know whether some project or some revenue stream will come through or not. Well, in the worst case scenario, what will be your revenue? You start always with revenue. How much money are you going to make? And again, think about, this is for your own sake. You're not presenting it to the bankers, because we understand that when you're presenting it to the bankers, it's a different picture, like Michael was telling the investors, different picture. But this is for your own sake. You will start with your revenue. Then number two is you have to project all your expenses, whether they're fixed, variable, and if you're using a software to track already your expenses, that will be easy for you just to download and see. Yep. and make sure that, you know, some of the expenses you have tracked in the past, are they continue to be the same? Are they increasing? Are they decreasing? Which line you can delete or add, things like that.
If you think about it, these two things we're talking about, revenue and expenses, it's kind of an offshoot of what we call scenario planning. So here's the best that might happen this year, here's the worst that could happen, and then here's kind of that ground. So even in expenses, we're saying, if things really go well, here's what they might look like. If things don't go well, they're going to be worse, higher, maybe it's expenses, and then the middle ground. And then this third idea is we got to factor in those unexpected anomalies that hit us all the time. So what are some possible one-time expense jumps that might hit us that we have to think about a little bit? We're out of nowhere. What must we lose a key person and we have to replace them? That's always expensive. A vendor goes out of business and we have to replace them, and that bumps our costs up. Or We have as we might think seasonal expenses. So I just talked to a client this morning. He's in the toughest 3 months of his year. They're always every year. These are the months when he puts money aside, he pays his employees, and he makes no money himself. That's true of every year. So now he knows to put the money aside. That's the power of putting a budget together and putting it on paper, because now you know next year I'll have to be ready for this.
Absolutely, to anticipate. Absolutely, Michael. I really agree with that. And if you have some money set aside, we want you to make sure that you have that safety net, because sometimes we will make decisions based on we don't have money, we have to chase the next project, and we don't want that to happen to you, because sometimes the next project is not the best project. But when you don't have cash flow, and that's another topic, but when you don't have cash flow, you make decisions, not healthy decisions for your company.
And the decisions today are going to drive what happens tomorrow. So you don't want
Yes.
to, put yourself in a corner. That's why you do a budget.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Michael, some of the challenges when you're putting together the budget, I think that we already discussed some of the challenges. But
One.
how do you overcome these challenges? I think for our listeners will be very, very interesting to know.
And Anna and I are big on networking. We run a program where we network small business owners with a group of advisors so that we all learn from each other. And so one of the things I'm going to say, a way over some of these common budgeting challenges, is to have three or four other business owners, non-competing business owners out there. You need to reach out and find them and meet with them and say, how do you put a budget together? And what do you do when you just don't know how to figure out what am I missing an expense line I ought to have in my estimate? Am I missing the fact that my revenue may not be what it is next year, what it's been this year? That is, the more you talk with others, the more you can learn. They're going to help you over some of these challenges, because some of them perhaps have been there. So network around your budgeting. Don't hold back because, oh, my budget is going to look so bad next to these other three people I talked to. No, they're going to help you. Be brave enough to go out and network about it.
And you can talk to your accountant also, because if you are unsure what where to start, talking to your accountant is your first step. They'll be able to create for you. And I can say now, sometimes you don't want to show what is your budget to your banker, but if you are in good standing and if you have a banker as an advisor, you can ask your banker also to put together a budget, because they are experienced. And for free, they can put together a budget, sitting down and putting together a budget. However, we should probably share some other free resources you can utilize. SBDC, Small Business Development Council, they're totally free. SCORE, you can reach out to them and they can sit down and put together a budget for you if you don't know where to start, or if you don't know what will be the next step, or if you put together a budget and you're like, oh, I don't know which direction I'm going, what can I do? Just reach out. Like Michael said, networking is extremely important. And again, make sure that whatever advice you receive, that is in the direction you want to go.
And I will tell you again and again from our experience working with small businesses that each one of you, when you struggle with something such as building a budget, will say, I don't know how to do this. And I'm the only small business in the whole wide world that's ever struggled to put a budget together. And Anna and I will tell you, no, we've seen it many, many, many times. You are not alone. You are not the only one that's never been able to do this or thought of doing it. You need to get past that little obstacle and say, I need to talk to others about this. I need to talk to my accountant, yes, my banker, yes, perhaps, and network. Because you're not alone. You're not the only one who's never done it, but please now do it for yourself. You need that budget. You're going into the next year. It's time to put that budget together. Finally, once we have that budget, what ought we to do with it? Okay, big deal. We got a written budget. What ought we to do with it on it? Why? Who
Well,
cares?
Michael, you have to monitor and make adjustments, because if something happened during the year and your expenses are going skyrocketing, the inflation is going up, you have not calculated that, You need to do that. You need to adjust your forecasts. So we advise that every quarter you look at your budget. Just don't put it together and just leave it.
In fact, I think the most powerful word or term or concept around budgeting is called variance. So I hit month three and oh my gosh, my one machine is broken down. I'm going to have to replace it. I hadn't planned on that. Now I'm going to have a variance in my budget. My equipment expense is going to go up, which means I have to maybe cut back on something else, and that'll be less than I'd planned. Both of those will show up as variances. That is, what I planned in the budget isn't there now. It's going to be different. So I have to adjust how I run my business. I'm going to have to pay for the machine. Maybe I hope I don't have to take it out of marketing, but I have to find somewhere to cover that. Or I have to talk to my banker and say, can I expand my credit a little bit, my credit line?
Absolutely.
But all of this only comes by looking at what I said I was going to do and what my budget now shows me I'm actually doing. That variance between those two, that monitoring that Anna said that we've got to do
Monitoring your
orderly at the
numbers.
least.
Yes, absolutely, Michael. Absolutely. It's an extremely important step because you don't do the budget just for exercise purposes. You have to monitor and adjust. This is one of the most important steps.
If a silly analogy, you don't get to see my face, but I have a mustache and a beard. So that's my budget. If I fail to look in the mirror, which is monitoring my face, and I don't see that I cut off half my mustache on the left side and my beard on the right side, and I look really strange, I'll go out in public thinking I'm just fine and I'm okay and everybody's going to want to talk to me. But in talking to me, they're going to say, this guy is weird because he's got a half a mustache on one side, half a beard on the other. That's failing to monitor your budget. That's failing to look in the mirror and say, how am I doing? It works, crazy analogy, but the monitoring your budget, looking for your variances, is looking in the mirror and saying, how are we doing at this moment in time?
Absolutely, Michael.
And it all leads back eventually, as Anna said early on, cash management. We'll talk on that another day, as we've had in the past. So, build a budget. Talk to others about the common challenges of doing that. Draw on friends who run businesses. Draw on your accountant. Draw on your banker. And then learn to monitor this on a regular basis to know how you're doing compared. And next year, your budget will be even tighter than this year because you'll have discovered things you missed or things you didn't manage as carefully as you should have.
Absolutely, Michael.
All right. Glad you were with us today. Build a budget. That's from Anna and Michael.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.